You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, currently, the post that is sitting at the top of the page is from the New York Post. And it has to do with a TikTok video that's gone viral where one woman has a shocking discovery. She finally made her way to her boyfriend's house after dating for a little while and couldn't help but notice that sitting on his nightstand is a giant tower of used, chewed up gum. And I'm looking at the picture right now, and it's easily a foot and a half tall, maybe? It's hard to tell by the picture, but it's tall. And it turns out that this guy has saved every piece of gum he has ever chewed since the chewing began for him. And it sticks it right there on this little tower on his nightstand. And it's the most disgusting thing ever. And it's on our Facebook if you want to go check it out. So we were, you know, looking at that yesterday and laughing about it. And it just kind of led us into a topic for today. Talking about kind of the weird, odd, strange, maybe OCD things that you are holding on to, essentially. The habit of saving something kind of odd. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, we were talking about it here in the studio, and our producer Josh comes wandering in. He's like, I got one.
What is it,
buddy?
Well, it just kind of got me thinking about if I have any kind of strange or weird collections, and I was like, I don't know if it's weird, but ever since I was a little kid, and I think this genuinely dates back to either the first or second movie I ever saw in theaters, I have every single movie ticket that I have ever seen. Genuinely, except for maybe there's a few now that are all electronic. Everything's kind of moved over to the electronic.
But they have the little stub that you would tear it in half.
Yeah, and as a child, I thought that was so cool. Made me feel a little bit older to hand the man or woman my ticket, and then they'd rip it in half and give it back to me. It's probably a stupid thing, but I had it, and I just put it in my pocket and then forget about it, and then that kind of started piling up. And then I was like, I got, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years now of going to see movies.
Where do you keep them then? Where are
That's
they?
My question. Now where are they?
They're all just in a little baggie. I have them in like a Ziploc bag. But I have hundreds and hundreds of movie tickets and also a couple like sporting event tickets that I've saved dating literally all the way back to like 2002.
So that truly does have to probably bum you out since everything's electronic now. You just, you know, walk in and they scan the QR code there on your phone and you don't get a physical ticket anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of bummed because I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool collection now, because I could look back and be like, oh, yeah, I saw that. And, you know,
I loved Little Nemo.
Yes. Yeah, Dory. Yeah, and so now it's a little bit of, you know, a little bit.
Well, now you're going to have to keep your popcorn bucket or something.
Right.
Keep the giant.
You can peel the gum
soda
off the bottom of the chair there and start your own gum collection. Is what you can do.
You know, this is different from. So what we're talking, there are some people who have, let's say, collections. Like Jeremy collects action figures and such. This is a little different.
It's different. It's the weird stuff.
This is
stuff.
Just you. It's not so much a collection. It's just you keeping things and not wanting to let go. Like Like for instance, Jeremy's mom keeping all of his baby teeth.
Yes.
Right? She kept all of his, but she kept them.
Do that. Yeah, I mean, we still got them.
Yeah, okay. But there's that. The only thing that I keep I was racking my brain. I was like, the only thing I keep, and it's not unique at all, is corks. You know,
sure,
from wine bottles.
Yeah. But
so I put a new cork in the, you know, and I've got things, and my wife says it's tacky and ridiculous, and she wants to throw them all out or maybe find something to do to make
it's
with them.
Somewhat classy. I mean, if you got that big glass like vase or something there with all the corks, and some people write dates. Do you write the dates on them for what it was for?
No, I don't do that. And I know people
do that.
I don't do that. I just take them and I just throw them in. But that's all I've got, and that's not unique. What about you? Do you have anything unique?
No,
that's not like a collection.
Truly not unique, but a little more white trash than that. Like, I had the bucket of beer bottle caps that was in my garage, you know, where you have the garage fridge for some or get-togethers, and there's a bucket there on the floor, and right above it's the bottle opener on the wall, and you pop your top and drop the top of the beer into the bucket. And I had I mean, hundreds of those and hundreds. And I thought eventually I would make some sort of table out of it or something. You know, where you cover the top of the table and then put epoxy on it or something, which is truly also a very classy move. But like after the third time of walking into the garage and tripping over that bucket and having them all go whoosh all over the floor, they ended up going in the recycle bin. So I was like, enough's enough with this.
We're going to open up our phones this morning. We want to know the odd thing. And again, this is not, oh, I collect, you know, figurines, or I collect.
No, no, it has to be like.
This is different.
It's boogers or something.
Yeah, this is the weird thing that you just keep. It's not like a collection you put on display. Maybe you display them. But it's just the weird, odd things that you have kept. Like Josh's movie tickets since he was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. And this guy's
or six or whatever he was.
Chewed up gum, the gum tower on our Facebook.
Ugh. Yeah, or Jeremy's bottle caps just in a bucket. What do you got? 303-691-1649. I think this could also be, in a way, therapeutic for our listeners.
We've got one here at the office.
What is
it? We'll talk about it. It's sitting in our windowsill.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about it. I'll tell you what that is.
That is very, that is unique.
That is unique.
A little gross to some people, but I love the science behind it.
Yes, I forgot about
that. So I have
that.
To thank you for starting that. I thought of another one that you have, Jer.
What's that?
You keep all of the car keys of every car
you've ever
driven.
I do. I have a little jar of all the, and I've had
you
like
have a jar
20,
of car keys.
728 cars or whatever, so yeah.
Aaron, Erin, wrote in, said, my brother has kept every ticket, especially parking tickets, that he has accumulated in 25 years of driving. He has them all pinned to a cork board in his basement. How many tickets does this guy have?
Dang.
He probably shouldn't be on the road. Although, if a bunch of them are parking tickets, I guess right. That's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
In a way. Him, the outlaw parker, is who I am. Gwen says, like Josh's movie tickets, I've kept every play ticket and program from going to the theater. My first show was in 1991, so it's over 30 years worth of them. She says, makes me feel like I'm so cultured. Yeah, okay.
I'm classy.
Fine. What else we got?
Two, Rachel and Lori. Rachel says, I have a little hair from every haircut I've ever had. It started as some sort of OCD habit as a kid. Now it's just going to turn into a joke. My hairdresser makes sure I never leave her salon without a little lock of it. Wow. She does go on to say, this is a long note, totally grosses my husband out is a big line in here. So That's from Rachel. Lori wrote in. She says, I can't call in, boys, but I'm a marathoner. So I have lost my big toenail many times. She says, I currently have three of them in my cupboard under my sink. I worked hard for those lost toenails. I am not throwing them away.
We can always count on our listeners to do the weirdest crap.
And since we teased it and talked about it, our little collection here, I guess my little collection that I started years ago, it's in the windowsill of our office, and there is petrified fruit on the windowsill. Like there is a banana, an orange, an apple, a blueberry, a peach, and I think a strawberry on there now. And it's just one of those weird things that started where we put the banana there first one day just to see what would happen to it. Mm-hmm. And it hardened and got weird. And we're like, what does other fruit do?
And, so
and that stuff's been sitting there for 10 years, probably.
It's a weird science collection going on.
Anytime anyone walks in the office, they're like, what is that? I'm like, it's fruit.
It's really cool.
It's old fruit.
It's really cool, though.
It is
cool. I wish we had time-lapse photography of
it. No joke.
Is what I wish we had.
The orange is the neatest. It's really cool looking.
Let's go to the phones. We got a couple calls that we're going to take. Susan's first one in line. Susan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Hello.
What have you kept all these years?
Matchbooks from restaurants.
Mmm. Yeah.
Oh, is that
I've seen people
thing?
Do that before.
Is that weird enough?
It seems a little dangerous to me. I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. Something happens and that little collection goes up in flames. The next
well,
thing
they're
you know,
not
going to
spontaneously combust.
I don't know.
Anything.
Do the old ones do that? How many are
just
we talking?
Like on their own?
How many matchbooks are we talking?
Probably 1,000. I've been saving.
1,000. See, I don't like this, Susan.
They're not
like going to
just
all.
Catch on fire.
Where do you keep them?
I keep them in a ceramic pot.
Next to the oven, probably.
In the sun.
Next to the fireplace.
Next to the fireplace. No.
Thank you
What's
for proving my point.
What's the coolest one you have, by the way? Do you know which restaurant matchbook you're most proud of?
Yeah, there was a restaurant in Austin that was a treehouse.
Oh, that's cool.
Same.
Well, yeah. That's neat. All right.
You know, it's not too weird. You're doing just fine, Susan. Thank you for listening and for calling, okay?
Bye.
We appreciate you being on the show. Hello, Sean. Thanks for being patient.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, buddy.
We're having a great day. What's the weird thing you've kept?
So buttons, whenever you buy a shirt, you know, they give you extra buttons with it. And yeah, I don't know, right. So it's pretty weird. I don't know why I'm keeping them.
Listen, buddy, I got to bust my mom again because she does the same thing. And she has mason jars full of buttons. And about a year ago, she's called me. She's like, I hit the button jackpot. She went to some estate sale. And the woman that had passed was some big-time sewer or something, and she had, like, 15 jars of buttons, and my mom scooped them all up.
Well, wait a minute.
I have no idea what she's going to do with them.
So your mom has just been collecting her own buttons, but now she's at the point where she's even
taking
other people's
dead
buttons?
Dead people's buttons, Dom.
Dead buttons.
Haunted buttons.
I'll give her the buttons if she wants them.
She'll take them, Sean. Are you kidding?
She's going to be buttoning everything.
And don't give them, Sean. Sell them to her. She's obviously going to pay cash money.
She's buying buttons, dude.
Definitely.
We appreciate you calling, my friend. Thanks for being on the show.